blessed by what Brother Naveen shared about the woman at the well being freed from shame, and that she took the word back to her village, and she was so joyful. And then they believed when they met Jesus too. And there's a verse in 1 John 4. Shanna had mentioned the verse about we love because he first loved us. But in verse 16 is a verse that's really meant a lot to me. And it's the first half of the verse. The second half says, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. But the first half of the verse says, so we know and believe the love God has for us. And this verse has become very precious to me because I went on a retreat once where there were many expressions of love that really touched my heart. And then I received a note card, and in the note card, a lady who I didn't know her, and I don't think I ever met her, gave that half of the verse. She says, so we know and believe the love God has for us. And it was like a tremendous confirmation to me of God's love. And I grew up in a home that was fairly loving, had some stressful points, but I didn't grow up in an abusive home or not a home like the guys in prison that I meet. And yet, knowing God's love takes time to dawn on you. You know that your mom loves you, you know your dad loves you, you know your brothers and sisters love you. But you also know there are times when I screw up, there are times when I've done wrong. And you tend to think that you're loved because you did what was right, rather than you're loved just because you're loved. And that has to dawn on you, that you're loved because you're precious, not because your behavior was right. You're loved because you're his child. Now, parents know that better than children. But we learn that. That's why God has us become parents, so we'll grow up and we'll know that too. But so I just wanted to say it's a lot of joy in my heart to see the children here. And when I look back, I followed the Lord since my teens, and I've been to retreats like this since then, and I have seen generation after generation of new children who love the Lord, or whose parents love the Lord, and they are being trained to love the Lord. And it's a joy to see that. There's the influence of any brother or sister is passed on to the brothers and sisters they influence and the children. So I had shared in the men's prayer time about wanting to use the time I have I have a garden, and I recently planted a second crop of things to grow into the cold weather, knowing that time is short. Well, another thing I did was I planted 4 fruit trees just recently. And the way it came about was that I had looked at these trees in the spring. They were for sale at Tractor Supply for $50. And they were nice trees. And I said, well, you know, I'm busy and I have so much to do. Then later, about 3 weeks ago, I stopped there, and they had marked them down to $40. So I said, well, I'll buy 3. And then I came back a week later, and they had marked them down to $30, and I said, I'll buy 4. So I bought 4 and planted 4. So someone who plants a tree believes there's a future. There is a future. And we are sowing into the future. So I take that as a mark of God's love, of giving me 4 trees. I had something like that happen to me when I was a very young man. I was in a department store, and I saw suit jackets. Now, when I worked for IBM at that time, everybody wore They were sports jackets, not suit jackets, but there were these nice wool sports jackets, and they were $75. I looked at them on the rack and looked at the price, and I said, well, I guess I'm not getting those, because I was feeling tight. So I came back a week later and had a mark on this rack. I had come back a week later to get light bulbs, and I went past the men's department. It was on the rack. It had said, on sale, buy one, get two free. So I bought three. And as I was driving home, I was feeling really good about it. And I felt like the Lord said to me, I was glad to do that for you. And when I wear those jackets, I think God loves me. I still have one or two of them, and I still wear one frequently when the occasion comes up. So I feel that way about the trees, too. I feel like God said, here's a bonus tree. So God loves you, and I hope you see when God blesses you that you love him and say, Lord, your goodness is great. I just want to share very short, and then after that we'll have a song. And we have lunch at 12, and we should, if you have some time before lunch, you can pack up, or otherwise do it right after lunch so we can go. But I want to say that what's on my heart to share is that God delights in us, that we bring joy to the Lord. And sometimes we have a hard time believing that because we're aware of our failure. But how many of you have little children? Do you have perfect little children? Do you delight in your imperfect little children? Yes. I have learned that if you want to help somebody, delight in them. That when you delight in your children, you're helping them. And when I delight in a prisoner, I'm helping him. Because he's in an environment where everyone looks at him negatively, except his friends, perhaps. But when he sees me make eye contact and I'm saying, how are you, and I really mean it, I'm helping him. Well, I have been growing things. A lot of things I share are about fruit trees or garden vegetables or so on. And now I'm in the season of harvest. And harvest is a joyful time. Everybody loves to pick what they grew. And going through my garden, recently I found a tomato that was perfect. It was just so round and just so red. It was perfect. I couldn't find anything wrong with it. I said, that's a cool tomato. So I, as the gardener, delighted in the fruit. We are the fruit of Jesus' labors. He delights in what's going on in us. Another example is I planted a lot of peppers, and I had some peppers that were huge, green bell pepper, sweet pepper, and I, wow, that's better than store-bought, you know? And I delighted in that. So I also have some nice habaneros. I don't know how God feels about habaneros, but... Some of us are spicy. So anyway, that's one way of seeing that we are a delight to the Lord. And the other way of seeing that we are a delight to the Lord is that we are called the bride of Christ. And a groom delights in his bride. We are the Lord's delight. He looks at us with delight. And in Jeremiah 2, I'm just going to read this verse. Jeremiah 2 is the beginning of Jeremiah's prophecy. He says, "Go and proclaim in the hearing of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, I remember the devotion of your youth, your love as a bride, how you followed me in the wilderness in a land not sown." In other words, you went into a wilderness because you loved me. And then the rest of the prophecy is correction. But this is how it touched the Lord. The Lord loved their love for him. So that's all I wanted to share, is that we do bring a delight to the Lord, and we should be aware of it, even if we know we have struggles in our life. Even the fact that you have a struggle says that you belong to him. Because if you didn't have a struggle, you would be like the world. But the struggle going on in you is because you want to do God's will. So the devil loves to bring condemnation. The Lord loves to bring encouragement. He brings correction as well, but never condemnation. So I'd like to sing a song. If we could have the musicians, there's a deeper place in Jesus. His love calls forth a lover. Thank you.
Jesus Christ and love God our Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.